Amelia Earhart vanished during her attempt to circumnavigate the globe in 1937. They never found her body, and she was declared dead in 1939. In 2024, they thought they found her plane thousands of meters beneath the ocean surface. It turned out to be a rock formation, but that helped them rule out crash sites, and they eventually found wreckage that they thought was her plane. I have to hope that they were right, because I need her help.
Cheating History, Episode 1. The Pilot.
This is Dr. Eleanor Reed. I have taken the prototype back to 1937 in the vicinity of Howland Island. As I survey the ocean, I can see pieces of wreckage. I think this is the right place. I only hope I'm not too late. If she survived the crash, she would have swam to an island. Looking for islands, I see one nearby, approaching. It looks like a person. A person on the island. Oh, holy shit, I did it! I mean, possible target acquisition, beginning my descent.
Okay, Amelia, you can do this. Survival basics. What do I have? What do I need? I have 2 canteens of drinkable water. I need food. I have a damaged rescue balloon. I need to repair it and then for someone to fly near enough. I have my wits. I need a miracle. I have the sound of an engine. I need to see the damn plane. I could possibly be going crazy. Yep, crazy. Now I'm hallucinating. What the hell just appeared in front of me? Now my hallucination is landing. It doesn't look like a plane. It's not landing like a plane. That pilot clearly needs to go to flight school. You think if I were hallucinating a plane, it would look like a plane, not like a fried egg? Well, a metallic fried egg. Yep, I've definitely gone batty.
Amelia Earhart? It is you, right?
So you're a rescue? What the hell kind of plane is that?
It's not a plane, but I am here to rescue you.
In what? What is that?
You're probably going to think that I'm crazy.
Lady, I passed crazy 6 laps ago.
It's a time machine.
Slow your roll, H.D. Wells. You expect me to believe that?
Oh, crap. In all my planning, I never thought about how to convince anyone I was from the future. Let's see. This hasn't happened for you yet, but the 1937 World Series was won by the Yankees.
Really? The Yankees won the series? Again? I'm positively gobsmacked.
Okay, bad example. Shifting gears. How about this? Even if I am crazy, I have a vehicle that flies and you're stuck on an island.
You make a solid point. Let's go.
Great! Grab your backpack and your... Is that a deflated balloon? And welcome aboard.
Okay, I'm starting to wonder if you're maybe not touched in the head here. This technology is like nothing I've seen before. Who are you?
I'm sorry, I've been all over the place. Let me start again. My name is Dr. Eleanor Reed.
Eleanor? You don't look like an Eleanor. At least not like my Eleanor. You mind if I call you Ellie?
Mind? No, but I really prefer Eleanor.
Listen, Ellie, is this really a time machine? And did you really come back here for me?
It is, and I did.
I'm flattered and grateful, but it's not just me. My navigator, Fred Noonan, died in this crash. He went under with the plane. If you come sooner...
I am so sorry. Where... When I'm from, we don't have a lot of details about what happened to you two.
So this is the cockpit. This thing fly like a plane? Looks like plane controls here.
It can go into the past from a stationary position, but when we arrive in our destination time and place, we usually need to maneuver. And that's what I was hoping you could help me with. I'm not much of a pilot.
Yeah, I noticed. Well, lucky for you, I'm an ace.
Yeah. I know. It's why I came for you.
Okay, so this all works. Lifting off. Pure vertical lift. Nice. And this readout that shows today's date and time?
Well, the time it was when I arrived. That's where we set our destination, both in time and in terms of location. Wait, what are you doing?
If we come back an hour earlier, we would arrive just before the crash.
Amelia, we can't change history.
This is Fred we're talking about. He died because of me. Besides, you already changed it.
Well, that's not exactly... No, wait, don't press that.
So this is what sends us back in time, huh?
No, don't!
Here we are. I think... Holy smokes! We jumped again, but I didn't tell it to. The controls have locked up.
We can't change history, so the machine sent us away. I just don't know where or when. And it just shut down.
Buckle up. We're going down.
At least in one day, I'm better than this.
Are you okay? Are you hurt?
No. I mean, yes, I'm fine, but this is why you have to listen to me. I don't know when we are. I may not be the pilot you are, but this machine is my life's work, and it's the salvation of my time. You have to trust me.
Trust you? What kind of idiot builds a time machine that can't change history?
I'm not an idiot. It's not that the machine won't let us change history. History won't let us change history. I just thought we could cheat it a bit.
Cheat? Change? Who cares? If you're just a tourist here, why did you come back to get me?
Because you disappeared. You were lost. Gone forever. No one ever found you.
Oh.
I'm sorry. This isn't how I rehearsed it. I shouldn't have said it like that. I'm good with machines. Not so good with people. I just meant... that because they didn't find your body, we'd kind of be cheating history by rescuing you. Yeah, that isn't better. Amelia? Are you okay? Right. I guess I'll figure out when and where we are on my own.
Colonel Blanchard, sir.
At ease, Airman. Report.
Flash in the night sky, sir. Something came down more than 100 clicks from here. Bright as a rocket in the sky.
But was it a rocket, son?
Can't say, sir.
Well, then let's get moving. Find out what it was. Just what we need with everyone on edge due to that crazy rancher's stories. Gear up, boys. We're going hunting.
Sir, yes, sir!
Didn't work. Amelia, I need you to help me. We've been here an hour, and with the power down, we're fully visible.
So that's why I didn't see you. This thing is usually invisible?
Helps us avoid
changing history. Yeah, I get it. But here's where I'm confused. If you can cheat history by saving me, why can't we do that for Fred?
Because I already did it. My coming for you is now part of history. Your history. Going back further to save Fred would change our first meeting. Create a paradox, even. A paradox is when...
Save the gobbledygook, Einstein. I get the idea.
Time wouldn't let us save Fred, and so it just shunted us somewhere. To minimize the damage, maybe?
Well, that doesn't make any sense at all. Wouldn't wherever here is also be in danger of having history change? And maybe in bigger ways.
You're right. It feels like it's putting us in a position to destroy history entirely. But why would it do that?
Well, whatever the reason, we need to move. Fast. Really fast. Someone's coming.
Yeah. Open that panel, would you?
I see it, sir.
God damn it. It had to be a saucer, didn't it? As if this country wasn't already saucer-obsessed. The people gotta know. Listen up, Airman. I want you to get out a press release in my name, ASAP. I'll secure this situation.
All vehicles, draw to a halt.
Listen, Ellie.
I really do go by Eleanor. It's much more dignified for a scientist.
Yeah, don't care. Listen, Ellie. I may not recognize the kind of guns, but those are definitely guns out there. You may be worried about history breaking, but I'm kind of worried about dying.
If we stay indoors, we should be all right. Even in my time, most weapons would take a while to get through the hole.
Good to know. So let's not stay here for a while, then.
Working on it. Connect that wire to the yellow port.
Got it. Oh, so close.
You're right, though.
I am? I mean, I usually am. But about what? This time, I mean.
It makes no sense for history to protect itself by dumping us to a time where these guys with guns would be changing history just by seeing us.
Well, we can lodge a formal complaint with time if and when we get out of here.
Maybe. Just maybe. We're here because it won't change history. But how is that possible? Pull out the yellow and put it back in at the exact same time you put this wire in the blue port.
Ooh, dexterity challenge. On it.
Well done! Power's on. Let's see when and where we are. 1:02 a.m., July 8th, 1947, Roswell, New Mexico.
1947? Still wrapping my brain around this, but yeah. No idea why we're here.
I think I know. Get the ship ready to take off. Can I borrow your balloon?
Ellie? Didn't you say it was safer in here? Why are you opening the hatch? Ellie, get your ass back inside and shut the damn hatch.
Fire!
Take off now!
Oh, Nelly, vertical liftoff will never not be the tops.
Activate the cloak. The invisibility. Green button on your left.
Got it.
Now just fly us away. They won't be able to see us in fire.
Got it. Making tracks. Well, that was something.
It suddenly occurred to me. If we weren't risking history, maybe we were playing a role in it?
Hold your fire! They vanished!
Sir, how is that possible?
Well, now how in the hell would I know that? So, Airman, what did that press release say anyway?
That we secured a flying saucer, sir.
Right. Of course it did. There's no way we can retract it.
The paper was setting their front page at the time, sir.
Right. Of course they were. Listen, Airman, my name's on that release, but in the eyes of the Air Force, this mistake is going to be on you. Is that okay with you, son?
Yes, sir?
Good man. Listen up, gentlemen. None of you saw a damn thing tonight. No saucer, no disappearing act, nothing. What did they drop before they took off? Looks like a balloon. All right, gentlemen, a weather balloon. That's what crashed here tonight, and that's what that crazy rancher has been seeing.
But, sir, how will we get the people to believe that?
That, son, is above my pay grade. Grab everything, balloon and all. Seal off the area.
Sir, yes, sir!
Real humdinger of a night.
People always believed that in 1947, an unidentified flying object crashed in the desert. The government claimed it was a weather balloon. We just made both claims correct.
My balloon was a rescue balloon.
But history says we left them with a weather balloon.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to say, screw history.
I know it's hard, Amelia, but this all makes more sense. Maybe rescuing you wasn't cheating history. Maybe they never found you because I was always meant to save you. I don't know if it makes it any better. Not sure why I thought it would. I'm sorry.
It doesn't. Not really. I mean, history says I never made it home. I never completed my flight. I never was the first woman around the globe. I never saw my friends again. I never saw my Eleanor. Never
saw your husband again?
Who? George? Nah, he'll be fine without me. He always was.
Oh, I didn't. Wait, did you mean Eleanor Roosevelt? There were rumors you two...
George's boys will be okay, too. Oh, Miss David, that boy has an adventurous spirit. Kind of like you.
Wow. Thanks.
It's just hard to know that my life as I know it is over. Not in any abstract way. Historically, factually.
Your legacy is something incredible, though. People know you. They talk about you, they admire you. Not just in 1947 here, but all the way to my time.
Well, damn.
And there's a new life ahead. Does that help? I feel so guilty.
Guilty? How would this be your fault? Without you, I'd just be a legacy. You saved me, Eleanor.
You can call me Ellie. It's all right.
It's just a lot to take in, Ellie. That's all. You know, this thing flies like a brick.
Yeah, I know. I flew the test flights where we first figured out the limits of time travel. But the reason I came for you is that I thought you could make her dance.
You know how to push a gal's buttons, Ellie.
Whoa, you really can make her dance.
Still flies like a brick, though. But she'll do. What's her name?
Well, I wanted to call her the Time Stream, but...
The Time Stream? I like it.
So, want to send us to my present day? It's preset destination number 2.
Number 2? Not 1? There we go. So, you're from the year 2134.
Yeah, well, everything after 2095 is a bit of a blur, I think.
Wait, is that a joke? Am I going to get it in a few centuries?
Not a joke, but you'll definitely get it when we get there. Go ahead and punch it.
Oh, wow. Look at the buildings. Really futuristic. I guess Metropolis got it right after all.
Los Angeles, 2134. We'll be leaving the city in a minute, but the cloak keeps us off everyone's sensors.
Wait, why do you need to stay off their sensors? Aren't you from here?
I'm actually from a place in the mountains, but I wanted you to see this, so that's why I went for preset 2.
Well, it sure looks nice and pretty. You keep your city so clean and impressive.
Yeah, it's clean. Let me turn on the radio so you can hear what they broadcast here all day.
Watch what you like. Eat what you desire. All that you want is provided for you by the regime. The regime loves you and will protect you.
Well, that's awfully nice of the regime.
Really?
No! Gives me the heebie-jeebies.
Yeah. Keep listening.
There is no reason to go outdoors. There is no need to do anything. Stay at home. Give thanks to the regime.
Yep. Heebie-jeebies.
We're getting close to sunset. Turn on the audio sensors and fly us over the city. Maybe down a bit lower?
No citizens without Type 2 passes are allowed outdoors after sunset. Citizens caught without a Type 2 pass after sundown are subject to internment and re-education.
Internment? Re-education? Who took over America?
No one. America took over the world.
This is America?
It is now.
So can I fly us out of here now? I am not liking this place anymore.
Yeah, me neither. Head north.
So why'd you bring me here? This place seems awful.
It started out nice, so I hear. In the 21st century, we built machines to take care of things for us. Intelligent machines, artificial intelligence.
To do what?
Computers made science easier, machines made building easier, autopilots made transportation easier.
You're killing me here, Ellie. People actually built machines to fly their planes for them?
They built machines to create their art for them.
That's bananas.
I think they built them to make our lives easier, but eventually they had them do the things that we live for, and we just stopped thinking for ourselves.
And the machines took over?
No, I don't think so. I think someone took control of the machines. The machines run our lives, but they were always regulated by the government from one hidden hub. It never occurred to the government that someone could take over that hub. And when someone did, the world didn't even notice. We were eating what we desired, watching what we liked.
So how did a smarty boots like you wind up able to build a time machine if the machines were doing all your thinking for you?
That's the retreat, where we're headed. The last remaining free thinkers, the scientists, the artists. We all live there now, off the grid. Most of them just live there so they can do what they want.
Not you?
Nope. I wanted to change things. And the control center is hidden, and I'm sure it's well guarded. No one in my time could get control of the machine's back. So I built a time machine to prevent us from getting into the mess.
But that old bastard History had other thoughts, huh?
Yeah. So I decided to work my way around it. If people today can't fight back, we'd find people who could.
I appreciate the vote of confidence, but that's a lot to live up to.
I know. But, well, you're my hero. Oh, here we are. The retreat. Set down there.
Now this place, less tidy, but more life, you know?
That was the design.
And that landing pad over there, what's that? Looks like the time stream, only way bigger.
Well, the time stream was a prototype. Once I got it working, we built a bigger one. Our first plan was to bring entire groups here to help us build a future with people who know how to do things.
So what's the big one called? Can't be any better than the time stream.
The Croatoan.
The what now?
Named after Dr. Alan Croatoa, founder of the retreat, my mentor.
Did he build it?
Well, no.
So why isn't it the Reed?
I appreciate the sentiment, but it's all right.
The hell it is.
Oh, looks like Dr. Croatoa is back from his trip. And he's got someone with him.
Someone else that I'm supposed to work with.
Well...
Eleanor, back from your trip, are you? And with Amelia Earhart, a pilot. That's cute.
Cute? Say that again while you still got teeth.
Oh, I mean no offense, Miss Earhart. But my protege and I differ on our plan to save our era from the regime. She wants to recruit people she admires. I want to recruit people who can get things done.
Sure. Let's say no offense taken. Just to keep the conversation going, at least. So, who are you, Mr. Gets Things Done?
My real name doesn't matter. The inspectors called me the Ripper. You can call me Jack.
Cheating History, created by The Regime, otherwise known as Christina Weir, Nuncio DeFilippis, and Jenny Sterner. Episode 1, The Pilot. Starring Winter Bassett as Dr. Eleanor Reed, Colette Friedman as Amelia Earhart, David Blixt as Dr. Alan Croatoa, and John Kassir as Jack. Guest starring Chris Iannacone as Colonel Blanchard. Additional voices, Jenny Sterner, Nuncio DeFilippis. Written by The Regime. Produced by The Regime / Tavern Trio, LLC, Colette Friedman, and Nesh Vulovich. Sound design and editing by Nesh Vulovich. Original music composed by Max Kaufman. Recorded at the New York Film Academy. Special thanks to the New York Film Academy, John Briscoe, and Anthony Leone. The Regime would like to remind you that if you enjoyed this podcast, please support Cheating History on Kickstarter. Listeners who enjoyed this podcast and do not support it are subject to internment and re-education. Beyond that, there is no need to do anything. Stay at home. Watch what you like. Eat what you desire. Give thanks to the regime.